raconter l'histoire d'une belle délaissée au beau milieu d'une clairière. Je me désespère parmi mes pères. On me dévisage.
This is an audio recording of a group of adults playing Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition. These podcasts may contain explicit language and mature situations. You have been warned. For a complete list of the house rules we are using, or to comment on this podcast, please visit www.keyourcars.com/house-rules. To recap the events of the previous sessions, our band of heroes, Bimini, Draken, Alyssa, Stack, and Terrell, were kidnapped from a spring festival by slavers. They escaped their captivity and found themselves marooned on a strange island where they got on board an elemental ship. Their mysterious vessel deposited them in the dark, evil city of Darkmyth. Forced to leave the flying ship, they started for home, fighting their way through the ruined city and the surrounding swamps and countryside, defeating swamp creatures and warrior hobgoblins. We pick up this episode by bringing Bimini back to life. Due to a mistake in damage output on a critical hit on the DM's part, that was corrected. As it turns out, the artificer hasn't actually died, and he's back from the almost dead and ready to do his part to see the group home. This, then, is where we pick up. D'une hallucination ou que sais-je, promeneur du dimanche ou chiens errants, je frappe en tas avec indifférence, car je suis une amanite. Ma dégustation vous est interdite. Je suis dangereuse avant que le glas ne sonne. Je vous empoisonne. C'est infiniment délicieux de vous expédier par de la lessive.
I would flay him.
He's
doing that one.
Oh, okay.
Well, so he's pulling the heart right now.
Go ahead. Cut it all off.
It looks like he's sleeping.
Bimini.
Bobbity.
Healing infusion on her. That's my last one. Woo. You're back alive.
Well, I already was. So that's just a surge.
Surge plus 5.
So that's 45.
Is my buzzsaw next to the last shadow by her?
No.
Could be with a minor action.
Yeah, I'm not wasting that. What about my flail? Did anything move next to it?
Nope.
There's only one shadow left on the whole board.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
As far as we know.
Then I'll throw a dagger at it.
Just don't hit me.
You're laying down in college.
46 points of damage.
So plus 8 versus reflex. Right?
You like that plus card? 9. No, this is the...
Just a basic attack against AC.
That's
16.
Plus 9.
Plus 9. Oh, sorry. So 17 versus reflex.
It wouldn't be versus reflex.
Static shock?
Oh, yeah. You're using static shock?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Encounter. Or, I mean, not an encounter, but a...
Total?
14 damage.
Dead.
That's like a trumpet joint.
With my move as a minor action, I give Scott another surge.
I admit I'm moving.
Scott?
Got it. Surge me. Surge.
Just in case something big happens here.
Surge.
It's just good guys on
You guys won.
I can see clearly.
Did we win?
Away your results.
Is it over?
The big boss?
It appears to be over.
Appears to be. Now, I want to hear this. Okay, we all run up there and chop this thing into little pieces.
Okay, as you separate the bodies into component parts,
yes.
Tabaktu can use the Lance of Unmaking and pronounce the name of each one over each part.
Uh-huh.
And it will disintegrate.
Yes. Good.
Yes.
Can we get, like, hey, is this big sword laying there?
It is.
Is it like the uber evil sword that his soul's possessed in?
I don't know. You want to pick it up?
I want to arcana it.
2.
I don't know.
This
Everybody else want arcana
it? It's very, It's very powerful.
Yeah, no doubt.
Can I take a look?
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry, Shelly. You look.
17.
Oh, there she goes.
You know, it's very powerful.
What about the other chick? Did she have anything? His wife?
She had a couple of short swords.
Roll for me.
17.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
29,
that's a good shot.
They're magical, but it's not...
29?
But it's not of a
Uber
finished form.
Oh, like she was building them or something?
Yep.
But they're still magic items.
They are.
And they'd still do something.
And they're not mega evil, possess you, and turn you into Chucky things.
Okay, so we'll hang on to those.
Okay.
I say we destroy the sword, I think.
Come on, man, take it.
See?
Is there still a battle going on around here?
Yes.
Do we know?
But I thought he didn't drop all the undead.
No.
He just dropped all the undead
that
around us.
That were between you and here.
All right, so what's the final thing then? What else do we have to do to finish to kill all of these?
I think we have to destroy that sword. I think that's what he's waiting on.
Does the sword
one of
have a name?
Dumb enough to pick it up.
Does the sword have a name?
Is the sword's name in the book?
No, there's no name of objects in the book.
Is there, from history, do I know what sword he's supposed to possess?
No.
Did do a lot of research.
From religion, what I know?
I studied.
I'm just glad that
Babylonian, moldy Babylonian gods.
I'm just glad that's not
sharp
things.
Lance of Unmaking,
18 boom. Total.
Yes.
Okay.
What'd you get?
18 total.
You recognize this as a dread blade.
Okay.
It is a vile thing of corruption.
Okay.
Possessing it tends to make people corrupt.
Oh.
Do I know a way to destroy it?
No, you would not know a way to destroy it. I could research one.
Don't have the book on me, I guess.
No.
Scott, say his name and touch it.
Oh, thank you.
Not picking it up, I mean...
Don't pick it up. Touch it with the lance.
I'm not going to do anything.
Because that eliminated the crystal, or
the crystal
rock that was in the dragon's heart. And that we didn't know the name of the crystal.
Transport. We can't leave it out here.
Well, we can't pick it up.
Yes. Could you put the disc under it?
No.
Why not?
Because the disc appears like 3 foot in the air next to me. I guess I could do that and then step down on the ziggurat and kind of scooch over to get it to scooch under the frame.
If you wanted to get it on a tensor's floating disc, you could.
But I could?
Without touching it, yeah.
So I think that, my arcanic knowledge, do I think that could provide a link for the sword to get to me through my magic?
No.
Okay.
You actually have to grasp the hilt, right?
Yeah.
Then I'll pick it up on the pitch of floating disc.
Oh.
I was haunting you there, Adam.
Where are you now?
Yeah.
Okay, you have a great dread blade on your tensor's floating disc. What are you going to do with it now?
Which button do I
have? Can I put it in the bag of holding?
That's what I would have thought. Put it in a bag of holding.
Do I think it would hurt anything if I put it in there?
Take a spear or something and slide it off into the bag. Somebody holds the bag open.
This should be possible.
Well, all I got to do is open the bag underneath the disc and then dispel the disc.
So we just push it off with a spear.
How long is the sword?
Yeah.
It's a great sword, so it's probably 5 feet long.
Okay. I'll hold the bag open at one end of the disc and let him use the Lance of Unmaking to push it in there.
Okay.
Because you know it's not more powerful than the lance.
Yeah.
No, there we go.
It was a fight. It was a schoolyard fight.
Wait till I get some modulation like that, I'll build a fleet of airships.
Huh? Okay, so.
You roll.
With the removal of the dread blade from this plane of existence, since it's in a minor pocket.
I knew it.
A lot of the fight seems to go out across the city.
I knew it was a freaking sword. Okay, let's go.
And,
Does the trees first open with gold? Does it fall from the sky?
No.
No, but it is raining residuum.
A lot of the shadow-based creatures are now gone.
Mm-hmm. But all the captive supermodels now emerge from the ruins.
There are still natural creatures
roaming
around the city.
Working for them.
But there's probably enough of your forces on your side that can take care of them.
Of the hobgoblins?
Yep.
The guardians.
What about that winged creature?
The what?
Winged creature that was killing everything and raising
the dead. Was that her?
That was her.
That was her.
Yeah, that was her shape-shifting thing.
Okay.
us just go behind.
Okay, well, how about...
What about the undead guy?
Where's our dragon?
What about him?
You see him?
I can do.
He left?
We see our airship?
Yeah, where's the airship?
Yeah, the
I'm inclined to let him leave unless he just has him. I mean,
it's
do you have
somewhere.
Another
does he feel his presence anywhere near?
No.
My thought on him is he's earned a break unless he comes back to our sphere of influence. If he makes trouble around here...
My thoughts on him is if we see him, we kill him.
Right, yeah. I mean, if he's earned a break... right now, I want
to we're not
going to
chase him.
Yeah, no, there's no reason to chase after him.
Okay, so aftermath, what are you going to do?
We'll take 5 minutes. Get rid of this sword.
We'll take 5 minutes.
Okay, take 5 minutes. You can get your...
Well, we don't need to get rid of the sword here.
No.
In the big, evil, undead city.
We need to take it back to town.
We need to go do it someplace.
Oh, I go retrieve the standard.
Okay.
And I'm going to recharge it right now.
Is there anything I think I can make magic items out of the stuff we've killed?
No, not really.
Nothing left of the things we killed.
I know. I was just hoping maybe those would just save the entire universe.
It's the last campaign. Let him make the best magic item ever.
It's not the last campaign.
It's the last. Yeah.
It's a hiatus.
It's a hiatus. Are you,
and you guys can go north.
To Alaska.
We gotta finish the slavers, dude. That's out.
Okay.
We still got two ships full of towners we'd like to save.
There is that.
Hopefully we don't save them like we did the last ones.
Well, yeah. There is that.
It's the Latin way of saving them, but yeah.
Nobody knows about that. And nobody needs to if you just quit bringing it up.
So, you're in the middle of Darkmyth.
Now, what happens to this land? Is it cleansed?
No.
Now it would sink faster.
Prince is still sinking, yes.
The what?
It's going to sink faster.
The swamp will sink. The city will sink. It'll be gone. The wilderness will claim it.
Yes.
Okay.
And heal itself.
Probably, maybe 20 years' time, there'll be nothing left here.
Woohoo!
But nothing's going to live here and be icky and evil other than minor crap.
Well, other than stuff that normally would live in a swampy area, bro.
Yeah. The woolly swamp.
I mean, there's obviously going to be some things that escape. There's going to be some monsters that get away, some that hide.
Right.
And he goes to the Lucius Clay.
And he gets up and dancing around.
But I didn't believe it.
So, you're going to go back to town?
It's a long way.
Find our dragon first.
Yeah.
Where's our dragon? Around?
Up. Hey, it's a two-headed dragon. How hard would the airship pick out from the other dragon?
She said she would bring the airship to us, so I'm assuming she...
One,
how was
that? Get back home?
Where's the...
This is healing.
Did she steal your airship?
She better not have.
She may have.
Also had my girlfriend on.
Do we know her name?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I do.
I don't know. Does he know her name? Or just
you knew. You know her name.
I'm not saying.
I know everybody's name there is because I still got the book.
So and I memorized. Her name's not in the book, according to him.
Huh?
Her name's not in the book.
Oh, darn. Her name's not in the book?
She wrote the book, right?
No. There's no dragon in sight. There's no airship in sight.
Are you going to tell him that you know her name?
No.
What time of day is it?
You know, you can share that with me. I just gave you a name. Hey, if you don't tell me your name, I won't tell you anymore.
You don't know.
You don't know that I know.
Yeah, I do.
How would you know?
I'm smart.
Figure the Soul Leader's area of expertise is about maybe
Shoshana.
If you want to go there. And of course, Larkson's a couple weeks away if you want to go there.
That almost sushi.
When this finishes, can we still hear the hobgoblins fighting nearby?
We go help them.
I guess we head that way.
Okay.
After our 5 minute rest, we head that way.
Okay, you can basically find the what's left of the hobgoblins and Prince Larkson's creatures mopping up.
I heal and help them as much as I can and help mop up.
Okay.
Yeah, we go through smacking. Basically,
well, that's right. We got our encounters back, so I got like area effects that only affect enemies. I can throw on stuff. And
so you can spend the rest of the night until you're too tired to fight, helping finish up.
Yeah, strength in numbers kind of thing.
Well, and it gives us more gratis among the hobgoblin crowd.
True. And then take a long rest.
Oh, yeah.
Woohoo!
And it'll be the day after.
Yay!
Day after tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay, we've got two items of enormous power.
One we can't touch.
One is how
does do you think the... the one who, the head hobgoblin will know how to destroy it?
The spear.
Yeah, because we don't know. We've got the, we don't have anybody left in town that's got the knowledge or the.
Do I think I could research the knowledge in town at the library?
In Darkmouth, even? Right? Because you got a lot of knowledge from Darkmouth, right?
Artifacts of knowledge. That's probably not.
Sword. Is there anything else you want
to
pull out?
Well, I know how to. I have the beats for making and unmaking magic items. So
yeah,
she's like, got the basis of it.
To try to kill the curse and that fun stuff.
Yeah. So what do I think would be best for destroying this?
A long, complicated ritual.
Go to bed.
And who would be the best for that? A priest or a hobgoblin shaman?
Probably a priest.
Okay. So we'll take it back to Lars.
I mean, priest of knowledge.
There's no reason to tell the hobgoblins.
Okay.
Do these skies appear to be clearing?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes, when you...
no more acid rain?
No more acid rain. You lock the sword away in the bag of holding. At that point, the clouds directly above you started to fade away.
Excellent.
Revealing stars.
Hey, wait, okay. I open it. I come back.
No.
I close it. I would.
I'll reach you and pull it out.
No.
Can somebody say goodnight to
us? Good
night.
Did it make the sandwiches go bad that I had saved in there from the buffet?
They're a little dry.
Ah! Curse you!
Somebody come up.
In a bit.
Turkey sandwich.
Go upstairs, go to bed.
Zombie turkey.
Oh!
It's all leathery.
I'll be up in a little bit.
It's leathery.
Okay, you will get back to town.
Do they love us? Are they curious around town?
Well, they don't really love you because the town is in not so good shape.
Well, yeah, but we saved them.
But their actual reason for being has largely gone now because...
Well, no, their most of them's reason for being was to live a life and be happy.
Right, but their larger picture reason for being...
Their unknown reason for being.
When you get back, you are celebrated when you tell everybody that you basically saved everybody. Of course, a lot of people are not real sure that you're telling the truth.
Right. Well, then you won't be troubled again, but don't worry about it. You can believe us or not, we don't care.
Tegan will meet with you.
Sure he will.
Invite you to his home.
I think the first order of business is to get with the priests of knowledge, etc., and discuss with them. Well, are we going to admit to having the sword?
No. I don't think that's the kind of thing you tell anybody about who doesn't need to know until you're ready for them to know.
Yeah, but how long can we carry around in a bag of holding?
I'd say let them know so they can start researching how to destroy it. Say, hey, we've got this in our possession.
Well,
not
if
here.
We're going to meet with Tegan, we probably want to get that done first. Because we don't want him knowing, or at least, you know, like I said, once it's out in the open, we want it kept quiet, you know.
But I don't know how long can it stay in the bag of holding? What happens if somebody steals the bag of holding?
Right.
And, I mean, the scholar that is now the lead priest of Eris, are we confident that he's going to be capable?
Don't know.
So they've kind of run low on lead priests.
Yeah.
They got the head custodian right now.
I mean, can we contact Shoshana?
We don't know. She should have already showed up.
What?
Should have.
Dragon went to go get her.
Unless the dragon got killed on the way, or...
Or the dragon's riding around in a new boat.
Dragon's got a new yacht. Or you
hate.
So, well, Temple would have to send his little signal. Ghost minion or whatever out there to tell her to meet us. So we'd have to row out.
So what are you going to do first?
Let's go talk to Tegan first, get it over with.
Okay. So you say you saved the city.
Right, he's the slimy one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We don't give him very much detail.
Did we say we saved the city?
I don't know.
I didn't say that.
So what'd you guys come back and do then? What happened when you hit town?
I think we want Temple here for this.
Yeah.
It's his turn to dig.
Because I could give the barbarian version. But yeah. It's a big stick and big thing.
I'd say, well, I'd let him know there was a big fight and we think it's all over with.
Well, they notice the skies are cleared, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah, the skies are clear by the time you get back.
We did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so.
Well,
we did that.
We fought some big wigs. Did we save the city? I don't know.
Kick their ass.
The ones we were fighting. We beat the ones we were fighting. You know, I don't know who all did what else, so.
Yeah, from the soul leaders, how many people did they lose?
They lost about 75%.
Woo!
Wow.
That's
good. We moved up in the tribe then, didn't we?
Yeah, we didn't
how many shamans are left?
In a bloody wars in six seasons?
Do we get more tattoos?
If you stop at the soul leaders, then yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
I want more totem stuff, too.
No, they just extended
that.
Oh, come
we're
on.
Tats.
Get us more stuff.
Do we get up to the elbow?
I don't want stealth crap.
You don't want powers.
Just go up to the elbow now?
Yeah.
Cool.
Sweet. Awesome. That's the left side, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I need to get some henna.
Well, I like being on tattoos. The same side with alcohol, so I like that.
People look at you funny.
Well, if we get in trouble in town, we got some place to go.
That's right.
Okay, so there's a couple of days celebration spent with the hobgoblins. They extend your tattoos.
It's like a Ewok party at the end of Star Wars.
Exactly. The little abstracts define your victories. And you bid them adieu and head back to Larkson.
Yay.
At this point, there's very little in the countryside that's going to bother you.
Everything's dead or hiding. Wouldn't we have gone up a level just from beating these things?
A couple at least.
Go on.
Take tattoos up to the shoulder.
Next time you'll start at 11, yes.
Woohoo!
You'll start in Paragon.
What does that mean to me?
Pipe.
There are three tiers.
Ah.
There's heroic tier, which is...
1 to 10,
which is kind of like the regional stuff.
Okay.
There's Paragon tier, which is 11 to 20, which is more like, say, you cover from the Midwest on.
Okay.
And then there's Epic, which is, well, Epic.
The
whole
save
the world.
20 plus?
Yep. 20 to 30. Or 21 to 30.
Sweet.
Well, I mean, this wasn't the whole world, but this was a big chunk of it.
This is our little world.
It was your little world, yeah.
It was our little world. But there was some epic guys waiting out there to...
This would be like a state kind of thing. You cleared up your state area.
Yay! Go state.
We're having a meeting with Tegan.
Yeah. And we get back into town, roll back into town to Tegan.
Invite you out to your town to his place.
Tell him to pucker up and kiss my... Huh?
Kids are upstairs.
What's he do?
So he lays out a banquet. Has hot and cold running... Whatever
Chips.
He wants.
Ales.
Sit, refresh Chips. Yourselves. I think we need to have a talk about the city's future.
All right.
Okay.
I think it's in need of strong leadership.
Uh-oh. Here's where you run for mayor. I don't think I want to live in a town where you're mayor.
I think the current form of...
I think this is where he runs for mayor,
yeah,
and we
exactly.
back him.
He lives for
of governing, and it needs a little, a little kick.
Strength
we've been attacked by slavers. We've had women and children carried off. The city attacked by outside forces. I don't think the people currently in charge are doing such a great job.
Aren't you one of the ones currently in charge?
Yes, but I've been blocked.
Got blocked.
I've been stymied. I think. Together we could see the city grow into a great bustling seaport.
Should we bring up the stolen gold?
He knows we know. We know he knows.
What's our cut?
Yeah, what's our cut?
Well, if you want to cut right to the chase, we would the city's wealth. Equally, and all have an equal say in its governing.
Right from strongest Goliath in charge. Mm-hmm.
That is a very, very good sentiment to have.
What we would like to do...
You're the only Goliath.
That's what I said. We be equal partners with you. You run things here for the benefit of all.
Oh,
and
gosh.
We don't have to worry about messing with the trivial things of running a town.
His eyes are going, ka-ching!
The only condition on this is you stop bleeding the people dry in the city. You don't start doing stuff like charging
every last dime somebody has to evacuate them upriver in the city when the city's under siege.
Well, the city's not under siege. That's not a problem.
Right. But you know what I mean by things like that.
Because, you know, we will have people in town. You won't know
well,
they're
if,
there.
You know, we come to a disagreement, we can talk it out.
And you realize that any mercenaries you get aren't going to be enough, right?
Well, I have every respect in your abilities.
Because we just killed a god.
Well,
okay. Plus, where I come from, if you bleed them dry, then you can't bleed them as long.
Well, for Goliath, you're not as stupid as you look.
No, not really.
So I think we can come to quite an equitable arrangement here.
And there doesn't need to be a bloodbath when you take control.
No, I already have ownership of most of the mercenary contracts.
Okay.
I think it would be quite a smooth shift in political power.
Okay.
Yeah. They scared. They,
anybody
they,
that doesn't like it.
They take anybody strong at this point.
Well, I don't know if we want to just let everybody go. Then we wouldn't have anybody left.
No, everyone that's that otherwise you would have to kill in order to maintain power can be allowed to leave.
Okay, so everybody that otherwise I would have to kill.
Okay, hold on. Okay, first off,
like our good friend Garen.
Yeah,
right.
No harm will come to him.
No, he would step down. He would
and,
slide out of you.
Driscoll and the guards' leadership that might have something to say about it.
Well, I'm not so sure that the current form of you know, the guards are in charge of the martial affairs and certain people are in charge of political affairs. That causes a lot of problems when you want to get something done.
Wait a minute.
So I think, you know, if there was just one direct leadership.
Yeah, he wants to be a tyrant.
Yes.
He wants to be king.
Exactly.
Well, you have problem. I mean, I'm not going to articulate this, Goliath, but the way they run things during this whole thing, they needed a king. They didn't need what they had. They didn't do things
right until they're using these mercenaries to break down doors and you know kill teachers and things like
okay.
that.
Okay, you're right. There does need to be some a change in military of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And that in case we'll control it. And we'll appoint people here in our absence to run it for us. That way there won't be any command difficulties between you and them, since we're all equal partners in this, right?
Yeah.
Correct. We're all equal partners. But I'm not sure that we would necessarily share equal viewpoints, but we could discuss it.
I'm thinking our equal, our some of us are more equal than others at this stage.
So.
See, so all you will, do, all you do is make money. All we do is break head, get work.
I mean, we're the ones, we're the reason the city's still standing here.
We're doing the wet work.
I don't know if that's completely true.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
you ain't seen what I've
seen
right at the end of it, no.
I won't argue with you, so I will,
So you're not supposed
and
to
if
not
any ships come from the south, they're slavers, for the love of God!
Since we control the military, we'll fix that.
Yes, no kidding.
Ships come from the south, welcome into the harbor, burn their ships to the ground.
To do the slavers, correct?
No, he was with the bandit guys that just happened to... I don't think. Of course, you never know with him.
I had nothing to do with slavers.
Well, of course you did. He's standing right here. We're talking in front of him.
Yeah.
Because if we thought he had anything to do with slavers, well.
Well, I mean, you know, he had planned on killing us
here.
When he had his.
Yeah.
When he had his.
We would find some other puppet to run the city for us.
Right. But he had originally planned on killing us when we
were
captured.
Yeah, when we were captured.
But
yeah.
See, he's.
We
he,
know
he's
that.
He's smart enough and devious enough that he'll do it.
I like we're discussing this right here in front
right
of
him. Right in front of
him. Right here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure that, you know...
But we're all equals.
Yeah. So it should be out in the open.
No,
I think
exactly.
There's reason to be not to be honest about it.
So we're all equals, so when we come to disagreement, we have a vote among
equals.
Equals. So there's a six-member council of equals.
Normally, you get to run everything in town unless there's something bigger, you know, then we'll all discuss it.
Okay.
But you run the town. We run the head breaking.
I'm amenable to that.
And I'm sure there'll be a payment made to us for the fact that you did try to kill us.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I have some more cake.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let us talk plainly.
What's my background? Hmm? Having been my father's child.
Hey, yeah, she's a noble. Mm-hmm. She knows how to do this.
Would I be able to figure a way to keep him from being so thoroughly corrupted that he basically give the people here a better life? That's my goal.
As a noble?
As a noble.
Would you care?
Having seen what the attacks of the random ongoing hobgoblins can do, I have more care of my... That would give me... If my...
She's a simple noble. Shut up. You got a verb, Senator.
You want the shovel?
Somebody else gets the shovel. Pass it down, will you?
Brett,
you got
the shovel? I have the background knowledge.
You got the pickaxe, too?
I've got a couple, yeah.
To keep him from...
You got a backhoe in there somewhere.
Run amok.
You would, yes, you would have the education necessary to keep tabs on things.
Trail, wouldn't you?
Then that's what I would do, and I would say that that would be my plan.
Now, I wouldn't have this background, but is he Striker as a guy that is...
Striker!
Enough of a despot to understand how to run a town at maximum efficiency without bleeding it dry. In other words, if you run it in a bandit-like way, you're going to kill it.
Right.
If you run it in a ruthless,
I would say that he's that
prosperous
kind of
type way, then that's all good.
He's a smooth operator, I think.
Yes.
Not necessarily.
You see?
He seems
We know that we've got the slavers.
They're
we know that the slavers are very well organized. Mm-hmm. And we know that we have to figure a way to protect the town from the slavers, which is as bad, if not worse.
Well, for one thing, we can get the idiots to build a wall on the ocean side of the frickin' city. But
I got barrier reef.
Nimrod
well.
Came up with that.
Have only one way in, one way out. Jeez. It's that wide.
I got an army of undead. I'm not going to walk them in through the water. Where there's no wall. Okay.
But we control the military. We can make that happen. That's a military expenditure.
Well, this is all theory and conjecture.
Sure.
Yes.
What?
I mean, who determines who runs the town?
We do.
Whoever controls the swords.
Right now, he's got control of them.
Are we figureheads?
Us?
Yes.
Him? Yeah.
Is he aware of that?
We may not have enough power in this town to fight every mercenary and every soldier, but we've got more enough to eliminate people that are stand at the top of that and oppose us.
Any one faction we can deal with.
And
I'm pretty sure right now we're popular enough with the guards, hell with the mercenaries, and the people of this city that they'll go along with it.
Right now, yeah.
Right now, yeah.
Okay. Do I feel, or do we feel, that we just need to cut this guy's throat right now and not even deal with it? And put the town in.
He's sitting over there and spits out the cherry.
What?
Pray to court.
Do I think, or, you know, in my mind...
Does Cord advise him?
Yeah. Do I feel like we need to put this guy down right now and put the other guy in position?
Ooh, that's not good.
I mean, I'm not a chaotic good
say, yeah.
guy, and I'm not a chaotic evil guy.
Right.
20.
I think this guy would be a lot more...
Total.
A lot better guy to operate the city than... Garand is a nice guy, but he's
lost
naive.
We just want him taken care of.
Once his family got done, he was
Do you essentially think that short term...
Oh, God, Doug, was that you or was that Scott?
Wasn't me.
Nicer to the town.
Right.
But long term survivability.
Yeah.
He would be
ineffective.
A liability.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's okay. Why I was
remove him right now. And
if you watch this whole time, the town didn't need nice. It needed more ruthless leadership during this, and it didn't have it.
Yeah.
When it needed to get stuff done, people controlled their own stuff, and it, you know.
Okay.
But there's got to be a check and balance system.
In other words, this town can survive a sustained slavery attack. But
we're the check and balance, though. I mean,
bring in,
you know, we are.
Warwick, the guard captain, to talk to him about it.
Here now?
No, us talking. Okay.
So then you basically continue talking. You have a fine meal, and you all have made plans for the future.
We need to. We're going to have to hire some spotters. If you give that, I mean, if this guy is ruthless enough, he could eventually, you know, go against us. So he could be.
Well, he could have poisoned the meal.
I never realized that.
Well, the thing is,
I think he is a businessman.
Of course, I never said I ate anything.
Right. So basically, what he's looking at doing right now is having a fairly calm and collective shift of power.
Right.
Right.
The mercenaries are all going together. He's going to go to Garan and say, look, this is how it's going to be. We control this many of the mercenaries. If you want to try to start a fight, you can, but you're going to lose a lot more of your citizens. So in the best interest of everybody, step down, we'll step up. That's his current plan. That's what he lays out for you.
Okay. What is his plan? When he says step down to Garan, is he telling Garan
that there will be no more council?
Right.
And we'll talk to him.
There will be Tegan.
We'll talk to the guards and having a token council.
No,
just smooth over.
I don't think so. He thinks the population of the city is in such shock and awe right now.
The problem with having a token thing is too often it becomes real again when people lose face or power. We'll talk to Warwick, the guard captain, and explain how we've arranged that.
Okay.
Probably seeing as how he's got like one leg and just
falling. Well, I don't think we ought to talk to Garon.
And we should talk to Garon.
Well, we'll just talk to him all when Tegan explains it to him. We'll be there.
So they will arrange for that meeting. In the meantime, what do you wish to do?
How much time do we have before that meeting?
A day.
Is our house still standing?
Your house is still standing.
Is Spar still there?
We're going to need more houses.
Okay.
That's what I was saying.
Get Tombatu to row me out to where the airship should be.
It's ours.
Fetch it.
It's there.
Thank God.
Do what now?
Who's up on it?
What'd you do?
I went to make sure the airship was still there.
Oh, okay. Shana's been a little worried. They're running low on food out there. Wondering what's going on. It's been, weeks.
Yeah. Let's bring it into town.
Okay. On the way into town, she has an interesting tale to tell you.
Oh, yeah?
I thought there might be an interesting tale coming up.
Yeah.
With two heads?
No. I've always found her to be an interesting tale.
I bet.
Snark, snark, snark.
Snark, snark.
Snark. Does snark or snarf?
Snark.
Snarf.
Snarf. Thundercats, ho!
That's right. There was only one female.
Mm-hmm. The tigress.
Thundercats out there.
That's the Thundercats hoe right there.
He's very busy.
sort of like a Smurfette, huh?
That she woke up one night with a strange sensation through the command crystal, command amulet.
Mm-hmm.
And when she went up on deck, there was a light glowing in the wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And it stayed lit for a couple hours and then went out.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Which light?
It's an unmarked light in the whole command structure there.
Uh-huh. Do I know what it is?
Nope.
That's good. So that's something for next time, huh?
About how long ago was it?
Does the time jibe with what we think?
Uh-huh. Oh, no. No, it was about a week ago.
Okay. So it was on our way back.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's take it into town and buzz the city.
Obviously, a lot of people have suspected it. I mean, there's been stories everywhere. But, of course, actually seeing a ship flying through the air is quite entertaining.
Sweet.
A lot of people scream and run. There may even be a few people who flee the city or take off into the night.
And it was actually during the day.
Or during the day.
Maybe they're just delayed when they took off.
Maybe they slow.
Yeah.
Head back first, you know.
What are you doing with it in the city?
And we'll
air balloon.
If you've never seen something flying through the air,
birds.
I've seen birds.
If you've never seen anything very large, and the only stories you have of large things flying through the air are typically hostile, like dragons.
Find some place gentle to come close to land, like the roof of the temple or something.
Okay. You can bring it down on top of the temple if you want.
Okay. And then I'll get out and let Sushaina take it back up to altitude again. And let everybody see me get out and climb down. And Tabaka, too. Okay. And Dash, since he's been there for like 30 years. I gotta get to town, man!
Can we throw her up some food before she goes back up to altitude?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we gotta give her some food. I can give her some zombie turkey sandwiches
that I got.
Let me move this sword out of the way.
Yeah.
That's another thing you have to do. Talk to the temple.
Yeah.
Discuss it with the high priest historian. He may actually be the best guy for this, actually. Does he know the name of the sword?
He does not. Can you show it to him?
No, I ask him. I tell him I have it in a safe place and we have to destroy it.
Well, from his description, he seems a little excited,
mm-hmm.
of course. Sends people scurrying off to gather up tomes and manuscripts,
mm-hmm.
and from them you find a lot of obscure references to several dread blades,
mm-hmm.
and they come from the Chaos Plane, or the Shadow Plane.
Right.
And
any names?
Never really cause a whole lot of good when they show up.
Any names?
No, not really. They're not named, per se.
Any way to get rid of it?
Send it back to where it came from.
And how do you do that?
Open our rift.
I can't do that.
No, it's kind of difficult.
Can you fill up the bag of holding with concrete and then drop it in a 20-mile deep trench?
It doesn't matter what you put in the bag of holding. It always weighs the same.
Yeah.
But
they make it harder to get for somebody to get to the sword.
Embed it in, well, they open it up and there's this big thing of
still,
concrete.
Anything that's powerful enough to go after it.
Yeah.
So you couldn't drop it into a 20-mile deep trench in the ocean.
No.
Well, there are natural places in the world where...
the Autobots would just go down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about a volcano? Mount Doom. What if we throw it back into Mount Doom?
Well, there are volcanoes in the world. If you want to try to throw it in one, you can.
That's okay. I would. Do I think that I could get more information about what to do with it in Anvil?
Not necessarily.
It seems to be a more sophisticated city.
Not necessarily more sophisticated, it's more focused.
On mechanic, on artificing types.
Right.
What about the room that they had the book in? Could that room be reconstituted as a...
safe?
As a safe place?
Bimini believes that he could repair if you guys can come up with 20,000 residuum.
We run a city now. We'll eventually get it.
Eventually, yes. You pretty much used up all the residuum in the city.
In the state. Anvil's probably the only place with residuum left.
They see us coming. Go, hey, no, we're out. No, get, leave now. We're out of residuum.
Because you know the slavers are going
to
be coming.
We need to. What do? We still have the Lance of Unmaking?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Tabaka's been carrying on a strap on his back.
I just walked around with
okay.
it.
Okay. Just try it, just for the heck of it. I throw out here and throw like a honey bun in front of him. Say honey bun and touch it.
Okay. I've been wasting a perfectly good honey bun. Barbarians would not
want to have
a honey bun with a hole in it and a sticky lance.
He said it only works on
I've had that before.
Things alive.
That's happened to me before.
I don't want to.
It's the whole sticky
okay,
thing I'm concerned about.
I'll give him the other lesser bag of holding.
Was it more than a normal hole that was put in the honey bun?
It was a lance-shaped hole.
So it was just what you would do if you poked it with a...
Yes.
The other, the lesser bag of holding, you can store the thing out of sight in there.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and you keep that, and I'll keep the evil sword, and I'll be in Dublin before you. Okay, so do I think the best place to figure out how to get rid of the sword is to research it here at the temple for long periods of time?
You
or is that all the information I'm going to get? That there's a bunch
this is
of
information you would have got over a few days.
Okay, but do I think that... I mean, this is the temple.
Your best recourse is to get it onto another plane. Either into the Shadow Fae or into the Chaos Fae. And
but we know of no power that can do that right now.
No, but you do know that there are natural weaknesses.
We know the dragon. Do I have any idea how to get the dragon back?
You do not.
Just a box, you know a way to get the dragon back?
So
he knows as much as you do.
Booty call?
She never gave me a number.
Booty call.
Just a name.
Well, we knew her name. It was. She said it when we talked to her.
Yeah, that's the name she gave you. Yes.
Yeah, we know that name. Mm-hmm. Can I do a ritual summoning thing?
No.
Can the priests?
No.
She would answer.
Can we research two-headed dragons?
I want the knife.
Yeah, Golden Child. I love that.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
You could, yes, you can research dragons if you wish. It'll take some time.
Okay, if she wanted to see
it. I got all the time in the world. We got all summer.
You don't have all summer. What time is it?
9:40.
That's not what I meant.
9:50 by my smartphone.
Yeah. Is it smart?
It is.
My niece told me today that flip phones are not cool. I'm like, I'm so concerned with cool.
Yeah. You left cool back there a long time ago.
Yeah, cool was in... Maybe
the Matador.
Maybe the Matador was the last cool thing.
God,
when it snowed in the car, that was the last
thing. That was Dave's car.
Yeah, that was Dave's car. It snowed in his car.
I know.
Inside.
In there.
Yeah. I love the race. We would all meet to play like D&D and stuff, and Dave would be the last one there, and he would always have to have a jump start, and there was a race out of the parking lot to not be the one to have a jump start his car.
No, Temple's favorite car of mine was the, was it the Impala?
It was the Monte Carlo. Yeah.
The Monte Carlo where the liner was missing.
And he was tall, and I had curly hair. I had it all on.
So we'd go out to the mall, and he'd be walking out the car, beating his head. God damn. Fix it. God
damn. Yeah, it really hurt my chances with the chicks.
It is currently August 22nd.
Okay, so we've got all fall.
Yep.
Okay.
To study. What we'd like to find is a place where there's a natural weakness, where it could be
more easily open. But there's nowhere where you just got like a little crease.
Well, if we can find somewhere, if I can find a way to talk to the dragon or summon some friendly creature that can do it, that mm-hmm. I think. Because there's got to be powerful creatures for good out there that would be willing to help.
Well, I think that's what the dragon
And we just crossed the boundary into a larger world, and they're probably more likely to listen to us now.
Probably.
We've got the Lance of Unmaking, for God's sakes.
All I know about the Lance of Unmaking...
You know what you could do?
You know what all I know about the Lance of Unmaking is whenever they got the Colt on Supernatural, it was always bad news.
Yeah.
Colt never actually
You know
works.
What you can do with that, though, Scott?
What?
Stand in that one pattern in the High Priest's bedroom, mm-hmm. and since it's connected to the whole rest of the city, you can undo every bed in town. The Lance of Unmaking.
Really?
Yeah. And make all the bets.
Alrighty.
So how does the meeting go?
Oh, with Warwick and Garon and everybody. There's obviously a lot of outrage. What? You can't do this.
And we'll just stand there and go, yeah, I'm sorry. We can't.
And Warwick puts on his sad face. I really didn't expect this of you.
Yeah, well, you threw us in jail 5 times. You stupid son of a bitch. Peg leg, son of a bitch. Peg leg. Would I?
So after a lot of outrage, argument, accusations, eventually they will fall in line. I mean, they really don't have a lot of choice. They lost a lot of the watch in the battles, so there's actually now just as many mercenaries as there are watch.
Explain to them that now the watch is under our command.
Well, Tegan is thinking that maybe they could be like a domestic police force.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
And, basically grouse drunks and that kind of thing.
No, that's not what you have a military for. Yeah.
No, that's not what it's going to be. No.
You have a military for certain things.
That's what the mercenaries would be. They would be the actual fighting force.
Want to stay in command of the militia with us in charge?
He doesn't like it, but he has enough feels enough responsibility for his men that yes, he would like to do what he can to.
We explain the situation to him and why we're doing this.
He doesn't really care about your rationalizations.
Okay, and explain to him that we could have just turned the militia into a dumpy little police force, but we're going to build it up stronger than it's been before.
He'll believe it when he sees it.
Okay.
About how many, percentage-wise, how many people have we lost from the town?
About half.
Okay. Jeez.
You all did better than
well, now that the bad stuff's over, the people that moved away, like upriver and stuff, will come back.
Yeah, a lot of them sold everything.
Yeah.
Just go upstream.
Well, hey, there's a lot of property here. If you're living in Anvil and you need a better house.
Speaking of property, the house move out
to Claremore.
The house that we have, we want houses around that.
You would have to evacuate some people?
Well, I don't want to force people out, but I mean, is that neighborhood pretty packed?
Yeah, it's rich people neighborhood.
They didn't leave? You would have thought they would have been the first ones on the boats upstream.
Or do we want some other quarters that is more defensible and easier to deal with?
Is there any better houses that are that there's more sparse area?
You could probably buy or persuade. What are we looking for here?
Each of us should have a place, but we want a place where we can cover each other's back, too.
Well, how big a place?
A compound.
Yeah, is there a compound, like Kennebunkport?
Was there enough of the town destroyed, an area, say, of the town destroyed that we can rebuild, or...
Five houses.
Crack houses, whatever.
You could, yes. You could come up with something.
Okay.
It might not be in, you know, the best neighborhood, but...
It's the best neighborhood once we move there.
I should say it will be once we're in there.
Right. So, yes, you could...
Because our percentage of the tax levy on the military, we could build a kind of a military headquarters.
What are you going to pay with all this excavation for?
Money we've got.
What money?
We got a lot of money.
Do you?
Yeah.
And many monies. No, but there is still half a town there. It has to be rebuilt.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
That's money.
It is money. Well, right now, labor is going to be cheap. There's a lot of people who are looking for work.
So is all the magic gone out of the town that was used to hold off the Yankees?
No.
It's still there.
And it'll probably build up stronger as
it's just weak right now because there's been a lot of damage to a lot of the sections of the city. There's been a lot of damage to the cobblestones.
It probably won't be back as strong as it was before either because...
Too many townsfolk left?
There's the people that are repairing it don't know how to anymore.
As I say, is there anything that we can do to the temple? Get them to research and how to...
They can do it. It's just going to take them a long time.
Right.
Okay. Well, there's another job for them.
As if there wasn't enough. Yeah, this is going to take years.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's not an overnight thing.
Say we live with the house we've got until we get.
And there's definitely plenty of room in that house for everybody. I mean, you're not going to have like a study each and a bedroom each.
We wouldn't move the people out of this unless we would take it careful. And you may look at their loyalties and decide if they're a political enemy. Maybe they need to go.
Yes, barbarian.
How much do those mercenaries?
Friend or enemy?
How much do those mercenaries get paid?
Quite a bit.
Yeah, it's probably about 3 months equivalent wages for a craftsman per month.
Yeah.
Well, it's just how long can Tegan afford to keep paying? That's what I wonder.
He seems to have quite a bit of money.
He bled the town dry.
But we need some of that. We need to levy some of that to
repair walls.
Repair stuff. He's going to have to pay that.
Well.
You got a fat leech to suck out of.
When you say repair walls, you're talking about the town walls?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Not for us, but he's got to fix the town up and get it going again.
We'll be doing that, of course.
This is the end of the fishing season?
Mm-hmm. It is over.
Is there going to be starvation over winter?
Well, you got about half the mouths to feed.
Yeah. But, I mean, given the drastic cut in population, there's plenty of food.
Well, and we've got the only airship that we know of.
Yeah.
We're not going to be hurting for stuff to do either.
At this point, can he recreate the airship?
Recreate?
Nothing can.
No. Because I can't. I could probably build a new one, but I couldn't contain the elementals that run it.
Yeah, anybody could build the
physical ship.
The physical part, yeah.
Well, I can do the circuitry stuff that makes it work because I repaired it.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to trap gigantic elementals.
There's a lot of stuff that you don't have knowledge of.
Right. And we need to go to the airship came from when we first summoned it.
Mm-hmm.
Factory.
Yeah, in order to get the original control thing so we don't have to worry about losing it. Oh, and after we get all this command thing and who runs the city stuff settled too, I'll go up and run the ship while Sushana can go and do stuff in town if she wants.
Okay.
And explain to the priesthood she no longer works there. Did she, how good is her artificing now?
She would be a cleric slash multi-class into an artificer.
Right.
So she's never going to be as good as a pure artificer.
Right. But she's going to have cleric levels to...
She can stop leveling as a cleric, though, and get pretty good.
Well, with the multi-classing, every other level, you end up taking powers from the other one.
Uh-huh. So she's got to keep...
Right, so she's going to have about half of her powers are going to be cleric-based, and half of them will be artificer-based.
How many multi-classes can you be at once?
Just two.
So you can't do it like goblins and be a multi-class of one of each class?
No.
Remember that? There's the one goblin.
Oh, right.
That he decided which class he wanted to be, so he took level one of each one. Okay, then.
So what would be the average monthly cut of the town?
Yeah, what's our cut?
How greedy do you want to be?
Well, I mean, just, you know, we discussed with him as far as, you know, we're all going to split it equally.
Right. Well, of course, your residences and everything will be up to maintained without any charge to you.
We've already got our servants and ones that we can trust. So
and of course, yes, servants will be provided.
Well, when I talked,
we've got our own servants, thank you.
But they'll just pay them.
No, I'll pay them.
Won't they pay? Well, they have to pay us a stipend. Look, we get a stipend.
They pay us cash, the town does, yeah. And we take care of everything else. Well, they're not maintaining the house or anything like that. They give us money, and then we pay somebody to do it.
Well, how much do you think you're worth?
What's 1/6 of the... what do we have?
I tell you what. I go talk to my good friend Gary.
Go ahead.
And
he's a little hostile towards you.
And
he's just been outed.
Yeah. Hey, are you still alive?
I mean, he's a rich guy, right?
Yes.
He's not going
to
hurt.
We need an idea about what the town brings in so that we know what to get from our cut from Deegan. And we're willing to pay you to help us figure it out. Plus, you'll be screwing Deegan.
Well, that's always a bonus. Of course, I'd rather screw all of you.
Yeah, well, you know.
You could work your way up to that.
Yeah. the deal is if you screw over Deegan, we'll keep him from killing you. You screw over us, there ain't nobody here for you.
It'd get awful cold out.
Well,
there.
Expenses and all that of the town, and since you're not actively participating in anything, you should, you're not actively making sales, you're not selling goods and anything else.
You're just taking us?
Yeah, right. You're just taking a cut off the top.
Right.
So I would say... you can probably expect maybe $1,000 a month.
For each of us, or split six ways?
For each of you.
Okay.
And that's about what Tegan would be making?
About that. From his above board deals, yes.
So he's making twice that much.
But he's going to be, I mean, while we're spending time killing slavers and exploring, right. He's going to be spending time doing other stuff than just what he gets from the town. So.
Okay. But see, the other thing is we're cutting into his pockets. You know, because theoretically...
He was owning about six.
Well, but if he were made town, you know, king of the town, you're right. He'd be drawing in six plus whatever side deals he makes.
Right.
So we're cutting into his pocket this way. But, however, this gives him the power to create more of those side deals.
Is Shook still in town?
No, she left a long time ago.
Well, I didn't know if she had come back.
She had not come back, as far as anybody knows. If you ask her.
Who's running the thieves stuff?
It's like Mary.
No, she went over.
Find out who's running the thieves stuff. We know what.
About Carrie.
Carrie went with the other guy.
Yeah,
that's true.
Run the. We know what.
Actually, Carrie and what's his name left, and then Shook and Mary went after them.
If there's any of the beggars we talked to before, or...
you can find out. Okay. I mean, there's. It's actually been splintered off into several little groups.
Smaller groups?
Right. Yeah. Where there's the beggars now, and then there's the pickpockets. And
so the gangsters haven't unified under a strong leader.
There's just been too much chaos.
Chaos. I mean, we're going to need somebody to keep track of Tegan.
The underworld.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was hoping she was still around.
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
last you heard, she went to Anvil and places beyond.
Oh, I tell you who we can put in charge of keeping track of our affairs while we're not here.
Who?
Our simple fisherman. She's like what? Like level 8?
Did she split? Isn't it like level 7?
Huh? When did she split?
A while back.
Oh, when she left?
She leave town?
No, she's still there.
Well, let's put her in charge of our affairs.
True. I don't know. Will she do it?
Will you do it? Simple fisherwoman? It's your chance to stick up for the little people in town.
I'm trying to see if I have anything from her.
She would have the martial skills to tend with the...
And the connections because of her family.
Yeah.
And being incorruptible. Okay, well, Vizra starts out at level 7.
Okay, so then...
level 7.
That still would make her one of the toughest people in town.
Especially now.
Yeah. That's true. What's the level range of the survivors? Of the
90% of them are 3 or less.
But I mean, like, who's the toughest ones in town?
You guys are probably the toughest ones at this point.
At level,
Driscoll survived everything, right?
Yes.
Driscoll's what, 10?
Yeah, any one of you would still be a little concerned about fighting him one-on-one, but you've got it.
I just heal. Okay.
How did he handle
no delusions.
Shift?
Not well, but, you know, he's going to follow Oryx's lead and do whatever he says.
Did he understand it? Maybe not agreed with it, but...
He can understand where you're coming from. And in some ways, you know, he didn't like the two bosses he had to follow.
Yeah.
So, okay. He'll hang out and see how it goes, and if things go well, then...
I bet he knows some new tats.
Yeah. Outstanding.
Okay. Well, I'm going to arrange with... what's her name? What is your name?
Alyssa.
My cut of the money, my 1,000,
will
go to the watch to help pay for equipping, training, and expanding. And make sure that Warwick and Driscoll understand that.
Okay.
Will that help the watch?
It'll definitely help, and some of their hostility will probably ease up over time.
Okay.
Well, we want to make sure that they're happy with us. So whatever the town levies, I'm assuming we take cuts off the top, and then they still have a budget somewhere.
Right. The militia will still have a budget.
So this should help.
Mm-hmm. 1,000 ought to be quite still a lot of money in this town, I'm hoping, because that's why I gave them all of it.
Yeah, and but a lot of it, as time goes on, Tegan's going to hire more mercenaries.
Oh, yeah.
Not without our approval, though, right?
We run that.
We'll put it by you.
Now.
Wait, I thought we ran all the martial affairs. Why would he be hiring mercenaries?
Well, no, because they work for him. We're running the town watch, the actual military of the town.
Okay, so he's running the cops and we're running the military.
Well, he's running his own separate little military. We're not going to be able to stop him from doing that, so there's no reason to try and tell him not to. Because he can just do it behind our back.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be reasonable to ask him to disarm.
The thing to also remember, though, is that we're part of the tribe of the
Hobgoblins.
Because I bet there's a lot of Hobgoblins that would just love to raid the town. Come on! We'll open the gates for you. Come on in!
Well, you know that when your time spent in the Soul Eaters before you came back...
Yeah.
That the Hobgoblins are going to go back to their ways.
Right.
Anybody that's too far out or that's too
defended,
it's fair game.
Well, yeah, because they
have to.
It's the strong versus the weak.
Right, it's their way of life. Yeah.
But is there a better...
But we're a lot stronger than any of the Hobgoblins are right now.
Right.
Well,
and,
especially
and they're not going to attack the town again.
Right. And we have Mojo with them, so
we
could probably work out a deal with them, I'm sure.
Well, I don't think they would get anywhere near us.
Well, they're still going to pretty much have intertribal warfare.
Yeah.
But anybody caught between, it's fair game.
So you don't have too many settlers out there then?
No.
Well, and Tegan's not going to be able to, like, use them against us the way he did before.
Right.
All we got to do is show up and show them a tattoo and say, hey, get them back over there.
You know they got to hire you? Take his ass out.
Yeah.
Whatever he offered you, I'll double.
In terms of... They're concerned about the militia. I'm concerned about the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
streets, housing, sanitation, all that fun stuff.
That right. Courtesans.
What?
I'm interested in the courtesans.
Courtesans. Well, at some point, I mean, after a day or two, as you guys are going about your affairs, Tegan comes to you and lays out a plan to hire workers from Anvil, which is primarily Dwarves Town.
Okay, why Anvil?
Because you don't have anybody here.
We don't have anybody here?
Well, you have half your population, and a lot of them are still going about their day-to-day affairs.
They have to fish to live, right?
I mean, there's not well, fishing harvest, but they're still fishing.
Is there a...
And also, you lost all your farms.
Is there a group of unemployed at this point in the town?
I wouldn't think. Probably a labor,
huge
labor shortage.
Yeah, there's not enough people to do all the work you have.
Okay.
I mean, you have massive gaps in your outer walls. You have buildings inside that are burned.
Are people coming down from Anvil because they know that there's a...
There's going to be a trickle of people coming down because word goes out.
Right.
But it's going to take, you know, at least a month before everybody decides that everything's safe to come down to.
Right.
Because there's a lot of horror stories that are going out, everybody that left.
Right.
But
the ones that lived, anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, right. Tegan believes that, you know, they can get in a couple of hundred workers, at least before the snows hit.
Okay.
And what are your most critical projects before then?
Outer wall. Wall's got to be first.
Yeah, I got to do the outer wall.
So that would get...
And then repairing the circuitry in the town.
The unemployed and everything on that. The temple is still cataloging tomes and manuscripts and cleaning them up from all the damage that was done there.
Not much we can do about that. They got that.
They're still working on it.
Any chance we can take the airship up to see the to the Slaver's Island?
Go check it out.
There are still two ships, right? That's supposedly loaded up
with women.
Towners.
Do we have any real idea other than the stories that you've written of how extensive the slaving...
No, you have no idea.
I would rather, before we go attack the slavers this time, I'd rather us go get the other control module that lets us control the actual ship.
Where's that at?
It's wherever the ship came from when we summoned it to the lighthouse thingy on the island. Just because if we get that, then
the ship can be
controlled without somebody risking somebody mind controlling whoever is running it and taking it over. Do I think I could figure out how to build one of those?
Given enough time.
I'll work on it in my spare time. We got the whole hiatus for me to work on it, right? That amount of time will go by in game, too, right?
Obviously, the slavers are not going to hold those people forever.
No.
Right?
You're pretty sure that...
I mean, do we think they're already dead? Do we think they're already sold?
Nobody shows up. And it's been, you know, at this point, over 2 weeks.
Right.
So they have to suspect that something's gone wrong.
Right.
And they will more than likely just sell them.
See, that's the problem.
How many weeks has it been since they
took them?
2 weeks.
I thought initially it was going to be they were going to infect them all and bring them back.
Right.
Yeah, that's what he threatened to do. But
yeah,
I don't think
no
he actually threatened.
Closer to four.
Okay. So I didn't know if it was just
it's quite likely they've been dispersed.
Yeah, I think it was him threatening that. But
probably they've been dispersed by now.
Yeah.
Well, but wait a minute. We originally talked.
How fast could those ships get there? Would they
be at the island? Said it would take 8 days.
Yeah, they'd be at the island.
Well, but you had said originally it was 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they got to give them a day or two minimum because they don't know which day they were going to leave. They didn't know for sure they were going to leave that day.
Right.
It might have been 4 or 5 days, theoretically.
Right.
So 2 weeks, obviously, we're pushing the outer edge. They ought to be looking for, you know, expecting them at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would probably wait a few more days. I mean, we're talking about, you know, a time where, you know, a few more days is not that big a time period. To us, it's the end of the world. I mean, if I can't have it today, it's a problem. But so 2 weeks, obviously, they're hitting the edge where they're expecting them, and they're starting to consider them overdue.
Right.
So, if it's still, has it been only 2 weeks, or are we looking at closer to three now?
Well, at this point, it's been over three.
Okay.
The thing is, though, is that we know from the interlude the slave master knows as soon as the guy died.
Yeah, but how long would it take him to get a message to do something?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Of course, we can't go by what we've read in the interlude.
Do we know...
How long would it take us to fly the airship to the island?
About 4 or 5 days.
Because obviously the prisoners probably still wouldn't be on that. I mean, the ships would be at the island.
Yeah.
They would be putting the prisoners into the makeshift, you know, those buildings they had built that we damaged.
Yeah. that are probably built now.
Right. Maybe worth a scouting trip. I mean, I don't think...
Can we fly a scouting trip down there?
Sure.
Okay, I'm flying. Okay. I'm in command of it.
Okay. On your way down there?
Yeah.
You notice the...
We restocked with food and more ballista boats and everything before we...
I assumed you would.
Yeah, we were low on those.
I don't know why.
Used a lot up for some reason.
Hey, does the militia have any guys that are, like, trained in using ballistas?
Yeah, they would have people that
would do that. We'll get some of them to ride on the boat with us.
Really?
Do we really want to open our business? Do we want more and more people to know our business? Or is this more a street cred?
This is to show the militia that we're doing stuff and, like, they're part of the whole program.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Fighting against the slavers and...
Just in case we wind up killing another boatload of people, do we really want to...
Well, we wouldn't do that when they're aboard.
Yeah, I don't.
Well,
or
at
the very least, they
choice.
Wouldn't make it back.
Yeah. Exactly.
They all fell overboard.
Crying shame.
And how many of them would volunteer to go on that trip?
Yeah,
you're always going to find a few people that are willing to go.
We're looking for people that know how to use heavy weapons, because I'm assuming we're using ballistas with no actual familiarity with it, so we're pretty bad at it.
Right.
Actually, we didn't use the ballista hardly at all. It was me with an arrow.
completely full of ballista bolts.
So, yeah, you'll get a couple of volunteers. Okay. I mean, you can probably get 6-8 people if you want.
No, you won't. We only have, what, 3
I'd say
ballistas?
2 or 3.
Yeah, just enough to run the ballistas.
Okay.
And we've got our servants on there that I've hired. I'm going to double the wages of the servants, by the way. That'll make them pay, what, 6 times as much as anyone in town?
Yep.
Good God, man.
Take that out of there.
You're not bringing any money in, by the way, so...
Yeah, I know, but I'm figuring my cut out of the stuff that we take off of people will probably make up for it. All
right.
Besides, I'm the guy piloting the airship. Hey, you guys want to get back from the slaver island?
You know, I've been threatened by worse.
Okay, so you acquire a couple of ballistiers.
Ballistiers?
Stock up and supply. You leave any instructions on your way out?
The first where you can have it set up.
Well, just making
you
sure
that anybody know where you're going.
Yeah, we tell...
Well, you can Alyssa. Tell Alyssa.
Tell Alyssa, yeah. Tell Warwick, tell Driscoll we're going to go check out on the slavers and see if we can rescue the women and kids.
Okay. So you spend about 4 days traveling south. Well, south. West. You come to the island.
Up high.
Extremely deserted.
Okay.
Don't approach the island until nighttime.
Well, we want to be able
because
to see...
Because it's the right time.
We want to be able to see if there's 2 ships in the harbor, though, too.
Yeah, I know, but if we come in at nighttime, we've got a chance of seeing, like, what's lit up down there.
True.
Yeah, I mean, it's their secret island, so it's not like they're doing the blackout condition, but I think.
Right.
Or we can at least find out if they are, you know, and then...
Okay.
Is it what's the weather like? Stuff like that.
Hot.
No, I mean, is it cloudy, stormy?
No, it's clear.
Full moon, partial moon, no moon.
I don't know.
Worn moon.
Okay, so partly cloudy.
Okay. Well, we'll stay up high and do it at night. Are there fires down there over their island?
There are fires. There are no lights or fires at the keep.
Uh-huh.
But where the buildings are, there are some lights.
Do we see, like, lights in the harbor that are like
ships? Is that
ships?
An omen?
There are no lights in the harbor. There are no ships in the harbor.
There are no ships in the harbor? So they've already moved them on, more than likely?
Yeah, I guess so.
They wouldn't have left them on this island. They know we know where it is.
Well, there's a chance they would. Well, yeah.
Ned Ryerson.
Well, is our goal to destroy this island?
No, we wanted to save the people.
Now that we're here and they're not. Do we destroy this base?
Well,
and then
we've done it once before, though. Just going to come back and fix
randomly
it.
Randomly come back and do it again until...
Well, and there's also the fact that they may have set up a trap for us when we come back to destroy
that's
this.
That's why place. I said randomly.
So, you're flying over the island. It's nighttime.
Yeah.
There's a few lights down below. You don't see anything in the harbor. Mm-hmm. There's no lights on at the keep. But it is at night. Maybe everybody's asleep.
Still, if they have any kind of guard, they have light. Okay, we wait until daytime and then check it out.
Okay.
Perception of 19?
What are you looking for?
Anything. Anything out of the ordinary? Anything?
I'm using my spyglass.
Yeah,
well. Mm-hmm. I replaced one way back at the beginning.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't remember that.
Yeah, when I make those glasses.
Really?
Yeah.
Secret?
It cost me like 300 residium.
It's an arena.
To make a spyglass.
And that's what you said, yeah. The magic spyglass.
It
has a zoom function and a laser range finder.
I know you're lying. You might have had me with a spyglass.
Huh? Could I make a frickin' spyglass?
No, the laser range finder.
Not the laser range finder. Just a simple magnifying spyglass.
Yeah, basic one. Maybe okay. 3 or 4 pounds.
Okay, I did that on the way down. Okay, so...
Okay, day
down?
Breaks. During the early morning light, you see a few people stirring in the cabins. Obviously, the burnt ones have been worked on.
Deburnt.
They're not deburnt, but they're being reconstructed. Doesn't appear to be a lot of people.
Is there a burnt out hulk still in the harbor?
You can see it under the water, yes.
Okay. Actually, that would probably make it kind of difficult for them to maneuver around in their harbor, is the fact they got us that in the way.
Yeah. So, unless you're trying to hide, they're obviously going to spot you.
Okay.
Okay. There's a lot of scurry in motion, and everybody disappears undercover.
There's no, like, F-22s come up to get us. No.
Sam's.
Yeah.
Shoulder-fired missiles, none of that.
Shoulder-fired ballistas.
Yeah.
Can I make an artifice thing that's like a surface-to-air ballista that you carry around and boom, and it fires it off?
No.
That'd be cool.
It would be, but you're not doing it.
The law believes that.
Okay, early in the morning, did we see a lot of food going in, like to support several slaves? Like, I'm assuming the slavers would feed the captives, or would they just drug them and have them out?
Oh, you don't see any. You saw none of that.
Okay. So
you saw just people coming out of partially constructed buildings.
Just normal activity.
Yeah.
Nothing to support a large number of people being held.
Do a count. I got a times 3.
Some, maybe 7 or 8 people.
Really?
And then somebody spotted you and everybody scurried.
Cockroached.
So, do we have any inkling that these 7 or 8 would actually have any intel that's worthy of our time?
They wouldn't. If it was me, I wouldn't leave anybody with any kind of knowledge.
Okay.
Even the guy running the thing, you know, you could leave a sergeant to be in charge of fixing the building.
Exactly. So, do we want to bomb here for a little while and go home, or just turn and go?
Just go.
Trying to make them rebuild everything they just built.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we really don't care for their economy.
Wait, no, we need to...
Leave them alone.
Prisoners?
No, we need to do something for the Billy Steers. Come in low. Bring her down.
Okay.
Over the harbor. Anything happen? Anything bad happen?
No, nothing bad happened.
Oh, no, the water landing. I drowned the air elemental.
No, I said water level.
Oh.
I mean, is that
not
how far down we're going, or are you going up?
The Kraken appears.
No, just above the water. So
what are the...
And then go slowly, like, along the shore to see anybody there?
No.
What do the guys with the ballistas want to do? They want to light them up for revenge?
Whatever you want.
Before we light them up, I tell them, before we destroy this slaver installation... We're going to take some prisoners, and we're going to make sure there's no slaves here.
Okay.
So we'll put down some ropes, go ashore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I am. You want to go in?
I really don't think you can go by yourself. Let's put it that way.
How about that?
I can break some heads, yeah.
Yeah, come on, baby.
Okay, you can go ashore. You're going to find that nobody's going to fight you. They're all going to scatter.
Okay.
You may be able to chase some down if you really want to.
We really want to.
Okay, you can... between them, I mean, it's not that big an island.
Right. We can probably herd them all to one end and get them all.
You're going to be able to track somebody down.
We can, yeah.
That's what I said.
What you said.
Randy, would you help us?
I am.
Okay.
Okay. Well, why don't you just grab her spear or your bag?
They're under construction.
Okay. They can't move.
A lot of the burnt stuff is being cleared away.
Yes, we
there's
hit them.
The minions,
they're
lumber
dead.
And no building supplies. It's obviously under construction.
Are there any slaves there?
There are no slaves there.
Any evidence that they were there within the last few days?
No. The slave building that you left is still there, and there's everything in it, all the dirt and stains are old at this point.
Okay.
Who did they leave in charge?
The guy you capture
tells
you that there is just basically the equivalent of a corporal.
Okay.
Who's just there to make sure they keep working.
Okay. Did we capture everybody, all of them?
You can if you want to spend a couple days doing it.
It's not that big.
I know, but...
Yeah, let's do it. Let's spend a couple of days doing it.
How
beat
long?
The bushes.
Okay. You can eventually round everybody up.
How many are there?
You get 9 people.
Okay.
A corporal and 8 workers, basically.
Okay, cool. Load them on the boat and put them in one of the rooms.
Okay.
And then we can set fire to this stuff without actually even having to bomb it.
It's true.
Yeah, we still have kegs of oil.
Now, do they have any building materials or anything laying around there?
There's piles of lumber and tools and all that.
Arcana, too, see if there's anything useful there that's... Like, they had a bag of holding for nails.
Not anymore.
Okay, there's nothing useful there that I would like to steal?
No, unless you want boxes of nails.
No. Check out the castle while we're there, too. Did they try and do anything to it?
No, it does not look like it's been touched. The bridge is still down. All the debris of your last encounter are still there.
The holes are still there in the roof.
Okay. Well, good.
The holes still in the roof.
Go ahead and burn down their new buildings.
Okay.
And we'll go back to town with our prisoners.
Okay, you have been gone a little under 2 weeks.
Okay. Anything happened in town bad?
Nope. Not okay. Bad, but there's interesting news.
Oh.
Everybody says that.
They've tried us in absentia and we're going to be hung?
We already have been.
Well hung.
good thing I didn't use all the bombing materials.
About a week ago, there was a lot of people saying they saw something flying in the air in one of the nights.
It's a good thing we took the airship out of the area then. What did they see?
Basically just something that blocked out the stars.
Oh, dear God.
Saw it more by
the absence
of the stars rather than... I mean, it wasn't flying with lights or anything.
It was a UFO?
Could have been. Actually, it was. Technically.
Okay, we'll come back in. We'll deal with our militia guys there with us that can report that we raided the pirate island and captured the pirates and burnt down their base.
What are you going to do with these slavers?
Put them on trial. Let Warwick handle that.
Okay.
On the way back, did this corporal have any information that 2 shiploads of people were brought there?
Does not.
Does he have any idea if the ships were not taken there, where they would go?
He does not.
Okay.
Tell Warwick that we want him to have a first-rate trial followed by a first-rate hanging.
Okay, well, they are going to plead innocent. They are just simply workers. They are not slavers.
You get the idea that that's the case. Slavers.
Well, they have the circle of truth. If they wanted to, they could do it that way.
Yeah. They could do a ritual to see if they're lying or not.
They got theirs rebuilt yet? We kind of broke it.
There's the trial. There's the trial they can have to let the priest discover.
The circle is still not working.
Mm-hmm. Can't you just do the ritual someplace other than their ancient magic?
They can do enough to get a reasonable doubt. And what you'll find out is that the workers are, in fact, simply workers.
Except the corporal?
The corporal has been known to take advantage of his position in the slavers' guild.
Okay. Meaning that he's aspiring to be more than a...
And he's sampled the merchandise. And
yeah.
Hang him. hang him, and we just got 8 more workers in the town.
These guys weren't slaves. They were free men workers.
Yeah.
Were they slaves?
Well, let
themselves?
The town decide.
They were, and then they claimed allegiance to the slavers.
Well, they did.
Yeah. Well, so they need to get out of slavery.
Let Warwick decide what to do with them. I don't care.
Okay.
Just the corporal himself needs to.
Yeah.
To swing.
We can make this since they did the work with the slavers and whatever, let them do hard labor, you know, as prisoners or something.
Let's work off their debt.
You know, there's no reason to kill off useful
bodies.
They need a punishment for their crimes.
And in your absence, first couple of ships of workers have come down from Anvil.
Mm-hmm.
And Tegan's going, you know, if you guys were to, help with this, we'd get people down here a lot faster.
Like how help? Advertise?
Fly up there and get them and fly them back down here.
Right, and like and smoke over the town, now hiring. And
little banner back behind
the
ship.
Yeah, I could tell it behind there.
I didn't think about that, but yeah, that would work.
See Larson.
Sue, will you marry
See the me? Fishing museum.
Maritime.
Yeah, maritime.
Ride the taco boats.
Come have lunch on the taco boats.
There's probably not a lot of taco boats left after they burnt the harbor.
No, a lot of it's just
blackened taco boats. Blackened taco.
It's
Cajun style.
Cajun tacos.
Yes, whatever kind of meat you find.
Of course, these days, Cajun anything's blackened from oil, not from cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to provide
Did
a bus.
Did that thing work? Has anybody heard the top kill?
Well,
you said a couple of boatloads have already been down?
Possibly tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. How many
it's
more do you want?
48 hours for anything to be
They're small boats. They don't have any big boats.
Any results come through.
Well, how many more are you looking for?
So
how many more workers?
You would like a couple hundred.
Good God.
Said it was
well, we want people moving there anyway just for
slowing it down,
increased
slow
business
down.
And productivity of the town.
Slow it down, it's all good.
And he's been told that the more people in the city, the stronger the protections on it.
The more people that are from.
From, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Makes a difference.
Well, there's a lot of people that went up there that would be coming back anyway.
It's quite possible that some of them will come back.
So how many do we think we can put on the ship at one time?
Maybe 30.
Now that how just long would it take to fly there and back?
From means, though, has one parent in the bloodline, right?
Because the river that they go is very snaky. So it takes...
Avoid all that.
Yeah, and you avoid all that.
Couldn't you just, like, put up fences or like stuff along the side to keep the snakes out of the boat?
You could, but...
So,
you think it
just any bloodline, or does it have to be pure
snail
blood
off the
from the city? City...
Are you asking us to box?
No, it's to box you.
Don't look at this. You may have to have been born in the city.
So anybody born in the city is fine. Is part of it. Not bloodline, but just
born
here. So it's like being an American citizen.
Yep.
I was born in the city.
East LA.
Born in the USA.
We're in East LA.
All right, do we want to do that? It'll only take a couple of days to run up there and back. Bring a buttload of people. Sure, he would pay us.
Have to repaint the goddamn airship.
Yeah, what's it worth to you for us to transport these people?
Yeah, it's to help your city. To help our city.
But, that airship's not free. We have to pay to operate it.
It's got a crew and everything.
Yeah. Overhead, man.
How much is it
going? And that airship wasn't part of our deal.
I'm not saying that that we have joint ownership of the airship.
No, you better not say
it. You weren't there, pal.
Those words will never come from your lips.
No. The corporation that owns that airship were the ones that were the slaves in that hole. How's our friend? Is our friend, what's his face? Old One Hand, is he still alive? Did he survive the attack? Yeah, Torn.
No,
and his girlfriend?
Died.
Yeah, we saved her. I hope she didn't die.
Did he die?
Did he die?
I don't know. I've saved him like six
times.
I was
going to say, we brought him back the one time, but I thought he died right after that, didn't he?
I don't remember.
You have your Torn database?
I don't remember him dying, so.
I definitely don't remember her dying.
The last thing I remember of him is he was talking with the guards and stuff when he was there in the high priest chamber when Larrick tried to charges for adventuring fees.
That's right.
He was still alive on the 9th.
So unless he died in the undead battle.
So it's the last I've got of.
So you can flip the coin.
Alive on the 9th.
So flip this, and if red side comes up, he's
well,
alive.
Well, he lost roughly half the people, so basically he has a 50-50 shot. We'll give him a 75% chance.
Because he's a little fighter. Tougher.
Because he's tougher than normal. D10. 4 D10. 6. 4 D6. So he made it. He's
yeah.
Alive.
And what's her face?
Suits? No.
What's wrong? D10. 4. D10.
3. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, we got another friend in town. Is he still friends with us?
Well, yeah.
He's not from this town, so he doesn't care what the political thing is, does he?
No. Well, he is part of the militia.
Right, yeah. But that gives us somebody in the militia that's...
We're going to militia out.
He doesn't hate us.
It's true.
And we'll take care of him, too. You know what I mean?
He knows that.
So he's going to wake up sleeping with the fishes?
No. We're getting extra money that just randomly shows up.
Yeah,
from us.
Once in a while, a box will pull off a truck and end up in...
I know a guy.
We know a guy. You go to the job site, you sit down, you tan, you collect a paycheck.
It's a no-show job.